go. Apo! Hurry up! Etabo! You like chicken adobo?
You got chicken
adobo? We have adobo! Yes! You want to eat? Chicken adobo.
Chicken adobo.
You will eat first, ha? Apo! Diyos ko! Calm down! Ah!
Hey, guys.
Oh, what did you do? You comb your hair? You put
mom, down, I just comb. It's okay, mom.
Hey, did you brush your teeth?
Yes, mom. Huh? I did.
And then you put this up,
mom. Oh, my gosh. It's embarrassing.
Where are you going?
We're just going to go chill at the park. Don't worry.
You go to the park. Bring your baby sister. Jasmine.
Mom, I want a baby sister.
Okay, guys. Jasmine, are you going with your kuya? Can you bring her with you?
She can hang out with me.
Oh, please.
Come on,
Nicole. Not your sister. No, you go with your
kuya. All right, you hang out with Ferg. I hang out with
mom. You come home early,
huh? Come on, Apple, let's go, man. All right. Mom, what's up? See you later.
Bye, mom. Bye. Bye. Have a good day. Have a good day. Come on. Hang out. Be good.
Pakinggan niyo ko, eto nang tunay na Pilipino. Galing sa baryo sa Pangbato, pumunta ng LA nagtrabaho para makatulong sa nanay dahil sa hirap ng buhay. Pero masaya pa rin ang kulay pag kumain, nagkakamay. Yung kanin, chicken adobo, yung balot binibenta sa kanto. Tagay mo na nga ang baso, pare ko, inuman na tayo.
Pilipino, 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 Pilipino.
Bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ang aking
bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ang aking
bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ay
Pilipino, 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 Pilipino.
Mas dalo ang magagandang dalaga, nakakagigil ang beauty mo talaga. Lambing hindi nakakasawa, ikaw lang ang gusto makasama. Yung bahay o kubo, pag-ibig mo ay totoo. Puso ko'y laging kumikibo, wala kang katulad sa mundo. Pinoy ka, sigaw na, sige. Kung maganda ka, sigaw na, sige. Kung buhay mo'y mahalaga, sige. Salamat sa iyong suporta.
Pilipino, 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 Pilipino.
Bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ang aking
bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ang aking
bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ang aking
bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ang aking
bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ang aking
bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be, bebo, bebo, be.
Ikaw ay
Pinoy ka, sigaw na, sige. Kung maganda ka, sigaw na, sige. Kung buhay mo'y mahalaga, sige. Salamat sa iyong suporta, sige. Pinoy ka, sigaw na, sige. Kung maganda ka, sigaw na, sige. Kung buhay mo'y mahalaga, sige. Salamat sa iyong suporta.
Pilipino, 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 Pilipino.
Pumuli, ilang ulit na kasakitan, ngunit pa ulit na gumagaling.
Mellow. Kamusta po kayo mga kababayan? It's another Saturday dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. Hoping that you're all having a wonderful time and all enjoying your afternoon. Ito po si Cookie. Muli na naman po tayo magsasama for an hour and a half dito po sa ating Planet FM 104.6 on Tinig Pinoy. And what's exciting? Sobrang dami pong exciting na mga bagay. Although, na hindi po nanalo siguro ang ating Cardinal Tagle sa pagiging 267th Pope. Huwag po kayong mawalan ng pag-asa kasi marami pa hong pagkakataon. And of course, we would like to congratulate our newly hailed na Pope na si Pope Leo the 14th or si Cardinal Robert Prevost of Chicago, but he's actually a Peruvian, so masaya po ang Peruvian community. And regardless naman po kung sino po ang Pope, diba? Kasi ang pagsisilpi naman po nila yan sa buong sambayanan at sa buong mundo naman po, hindi naman po yan dedicated lang sa isang grupo, rehiyon, or ano lang, isang particular na bansa, di po ba? Kaya isang maganda pong pagpapala dahil hindi po inabot ng masyadong matagal ang kanilang botohan, di ba? Almost 2 days lang inabot yata to. And alam niyo po, si Cardinal or Pope Leo the 14th na kailangan na natin pong makasanayan ay napakaganda naman din po ng mga adhikain niya. In fact, yung nagbigay po siya ng opening message niya. It was really good that he's trying to continue yung legacy po na iniwan ni Pope Francis din, di ba? And ang sabi nga niya dun sa kanyang first papal address, "We are disciples of Christ. You help us to build bridges with dialogue and encounter so we can all be one people, always in peace." Ayun po yung keyword dun eh. Kailangan in peace, di ba? Always. Yan ang po ang mga key talaga dyan sa mga kanilang trabaho po bilang mga Pope. May mga dialogue, may mga tao na kailangan pareho ang mga binibigay na mensahe sa lahat po ng mga miyembro ng Katolikong komunidad at hindi lang nga rin po kung Katoliko na eh. I mean, they are trying to encourage yung inclusive ng mga inclusivity na po ng mga lahat ng mga tao na kailangan maging accepting tayo dun sa fact na, you know, everybody is loved by the Lord, di ba? Maganda yun eh. Maganda yung isipin na ang pagpamumuno nila, kinoconsider nila yung sabi nga yung mga the poor, the marginalized, di ba? And so, sa fourth ballot nga po ay na-elect nga tong si Pope Leo the 14th. And it is really nice na, you know, it placed him among the fastest elected pontiffs in the Catholic Church's history. And marami pa hong mga bagay-bagay na I'm pretty sure ay mangyayari sa mga susunod pang panahon. Kaya susubaybayan po natin ang takbo ng lahat ng mga kaganapan sa ating Vatican. And of course, pinagpipray din po natin silang lahat na maging maayos din po ang pamamalakad moving forward. Kasi nga, di ba, maganda yung ituloy kung anong po yung mga adhikain ni Pope Francis. Ngayong hapon po, syempre, I have prepared pa rin a lot of good music for all of you and hoping that I could make this quite an exciting time for you kahit na po isang oras at kalahati lang tayo dito dahil 2 p.m. tayo matatapos. And all those you know, mga hours na nandirito po tayo at magkakasama, I hope na mabigyan ko naman po kayo ng konting inspirasyon through music, ating mga OPM. And yun nga, meron po tayong magagandang awitin. Syempre, dedicate ko po sa inyo to. pati na rin po yung mga pagbabalita natin from our country, the Philippines. We would like to give you the latest kung anong mga umuusok na mga balita, di ba? Kasi importante po na we're always, you know, in tune, lalo na po. Alam natin na magaganap na nga po ang ating eleksyon sa 12, which is Monday. Diba? So, ano po ba ang, you know, iniisip ninyo para sa inyong mga, kasi ang dami na po natin nababasa niyan sa mga internet. Diba? Ang dami na po yung mga nangyayaring 2025 elections na mga kampanya. Sabi niya, marami po yung mga, syempre, mga kontrobersya. So, sana po ang atin lamang, para sa akin pong sarili, ang akin pong wish, ma-elect po talaga natin. Ay, pangarap natin ito matagal na. matagal na natin pinapangarap to. At, ewan ko, sana this time talaga matupad na po na maiboto po natin talaga yung merong kakayanan, yung merong pong kahusayan at meron pong kabaitan na maglingkod, magsilbi, talaga pong mabigyan ng talagang pansin ngayon yung mga issue na mga nagiging kinakaharap po ng karamihan sa ating mga kababayang Pilipino. Hindi lang po na yung kamukha dati, kasi kilala ko to, sikat to. Sana wag na pong ganun. Kasi nga, dapat po by this time, alam na po natin yung pangangailangan ng bayan natin. Kailangan po, naawa na tayo ng kaunti sa mga tao, mga kababayan natin, na hindi po nabibigyan talaga po ng tsansa sa buhay. And what do I mean by that? Hindi naman po chance na, sige na sila na yung magiging senator. Hindi po yung gano'n. Yung chance which is, yun nga, yung sinasabi nga po, aligned din po to sa ni Pope Francis na yung mga marginalized, the poor, sila po yung minsan na kailangan tutukan Hindi lang po sila tututukan dahil sila po yung mga bibilhin natin yung boto, di ba? Hindi po gano'n. Kailangan sa panahon, kahit hindi sana po nangangampanya ang mga kongresista at mga senador, sana po lahat po ng mga gustong magsilbi talaga sa bayan, kahit hindi po sila nasa pwesto, kailangan po sana maging mapag-isip sila ng mga magagandang bagay na pwede nilang gawin. Hindi lang dahil kampanya time, kundi kahit hindi po talaga kampanya, kahit hindi po panahon ng eleksyon, sana po doon po nila ibuhos ang lakas nila na i-assert kung ano talaga yung totoong dapat na plataforma nila, di ba? Para pagdating talaga ng time, kahit hindi na po sila mga kampanya, I'm sure yung mga tao matatandaan. Katulad na lang po nitong recently, di ba? Kung napansin niyo po, may news po about yung isang Auckland surgeon na talaga pong napakabait, si Dr. Parmanand. Kilalang kilala po siya sa lahat ng mga komunidad ng lalo na po ng Fiji, kasi siya po yung cardiothoracic surgeon from Auckland who recently passed away. 64 years old, but he has founded some great charities that involves medical professionals traveling to Fiji para po mag-perform ng mga life-saving surgeries for people who otherwise hindi po makaka-afford talaga, di ba? Yung humble life niya bilang Fiji, bilang Fijian, inspired him talaga na magbigay sa komunidad niya. Nag-save siya ng mga hundreds of lives in Fiji for free. Imagine niyo po, wala po siyang inisip na para i-promote yung sarili niya. Wala siya pong inisip na dahil, you know, mga kandidato siya, di ba? So ngayon, isang isang malaking kawalan po para sa mga, lalong-lalo na yung mga tao na nagre-rely po sa kanyang expertise, yung kanyang pagiging magandang loob. Kaya po talaga siya yung laging hinahanap din ng mga tao kasi yung mga philanthropic work niya po, talagang wala siya nang iniisip na to gain anything from giving. Yung hindi nag-expect po talaga ng something in return. Kaya kung sipin po natin na kailangan po natin ng mas maraming taong ganyan ang kalooban. Maraming kongresista po sa atin ang normally po nagbibigay lang nga po sabi natin ng mga ano, ng mga alam niyo na, bibigay ng kanilang mga tulong, papakita sa media, ganon. Tapos, yun, syempre, parang sila yung sikat dahil nagawa nila yon, sinabi nila na ganito, na ganyan, di ba? So, hindi po talaga parang bukal sa kalooban. Minsan nakikita po natin yung manner, how they are campaigning. Ang dami pong mga naglalabasan din sa social media na parang hindi naman po talaga parang hindi innate yung pagiging kind-hearted ng iba pong mga namumulitika lang. Yun yung talagang term for it. Yun talagang namumulitika lang. Alam natin na hindi na po tama. Minsan, parang hindi na po ayon yung mga kanilang gawain sa umpisa pa lang. Eh, paano pa po sa kinalaunan, di ba? Kaya po, pinagpipray natin talaga po ang ating bansa sa mga panahon na ito. And of course, we have more na mga pagbabalita sa ating pong tipis balitang Pinoy tungkol dyan sa ating mga umuusok na balita nga. At ganun din naman po, mayroon po tayong mga pagbabalita naman tungkol sa artista. And talking about artista, isa pong magandang pahayag ang aking ibibigay sa inyo kasi meron po akong naging guest na interview recently and I would like to share that interview with all of you. Siya po ay kilalang kilala natin, isang magaling na comedian, and I was so privileged to have that opportunity po na magbigay po siya ng panahon kahit papano na ma-interview ko po siya. So I'd like to share that with you and hopefully masuportahan po natin nga by the time na darating na nga po yung kanyang narito show performance niya po sa Spark Arena June 4 po. Yung ibig ko pong sabihin ay walang iba kundi si Mr. Joseph si Joe Coy po. Kaya mamaya ibigay ko po sa inyong aking kapanayam na ano, interview po. Bali, panayam pala. Panayam na interview. Panayam na interview pa. Pero I mean, panayam sa ating magiting na comedian. And of course, we're so proud of him because he actually gained so many accolades and of course, marami na rin po mga nag-enjoy sa kanyang mga, you know, ginagawang katatawa at pagpapatawa. So, importante ay magbigay din naman po tayo ng time kung meron. Kasi midweek po, hump day actually, yung kanyang show dito. Pero, you know, you deserve naman, diba, yung konting relaxation after your hard day's work, diba? Kaya naman po ako din, dito sa Tinig Pinoy, yan lang din naman po yung aking mission. Every Saturday, I spend a little bit of time for all of you na makasama ko kayo dahil alam nyo, nakaka-relax din po talaga sa akin yung ito na nandiyan lang kayo, andito ako, and then I play a lot of good music, diba? And wala naman pong masama ko minsan eh. You know, mag-chill-chill lang po tayo. Hindi naman po kailangan na magpakahirap lagi lang tayo sa buong panahon natin. na hindi na po natin naiisip na itaas-taas lang yung paa o kaya ay makinig po ng mga magagandang awitin, di ba? Kaya po yun, yun po yung pinaka-importante for me. Every Saturday that I do this for you, kung minsan kahit po nga meron akong mahigpit na schedule at hindi ako makakapunta rito, I make sure na meron po tayong programa na ialay po sa inyong lahat. And yes, sa kanyang mga ano, you know, like mga, ano pa, sa kanyang mga time na nakita po natin nga yung, sabi ko nga yung mga naging success po ni Jokoy, kahit pa, kahit ko kalahati noon ay ma-share ko nga po din via sa ating interview later on. Sa atin na pong showbiz yan. So, later na po. Okay. Now, ang aking pong mga hinandang awitin sa inyo, syempre magaganda. Pwede nyong isayaw. Pwede po kayong mag-relax through the sort of music na pin-repair natin. And, syempre wala pong masama kung tuloy-tuloy yung mga awitin nating magaganda for this afternoon, di ba? Kaya naman, ito po, isa sa mga pinapromote natin dito sa Tinig Pinoy. And of course, that's our endeavor as well, to promote good musicians, mga up-and-coming musical artists from our country, the Philippines. This time now, I'd like to play this song from Vid. Kasi medyo mawawala na po yung, ano, yung init. Today is really kind of summer. Maganda po yung panahon. So ito po, very aptly yung song na ipi-play ko sa inyo. I'd like you to appreciate this song from Vid, from Jason Vid, David Jason 10. This is his song called That Kind of Summer.
I wanted to buong ng pagkakataon. Paliwanagan ang iyong isip. Kahit sandali lang, patutunayan ko lang na mahal kita hanggang ngayon.
Kilala ko si Jim. May hawak-hawak na gitara, kasama si Danning maitim. Ito talaga si Buboy, hanggang ngayon corny pa rin. Hindi na nga siya tumangkad, hindi pa niya napapansin. Si Danny at si Buboy, alam ang totoo. Kapag sila'y nag-aapihan, kita kaming tatlo. Tatlong buong taong gulang na ang aming samahan. Walang humpay pa rin ang aming pagkakaibigan.
kapwa't mo'y bitawan, mga kamay ipagsama. Sabayan natin ang inak ng musika. At ang dekada na, saan mapupunta? Tumadaan ng panahon, tayo'y tumatanda. Saan ba matatapos ang tahan na ito? Ang punot dulog ng lahat ay masaya tayo. Tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada pa. Liniwot ng Pilipinas, pati na rin buong mundo. Naranasan ng lahat, maging luma o bago. Sari-sari kalagayan ay napasukan na. Kabana sa media at nanalo sa EDSA. Ay sarap ng alaala, patay kahalong musika. Tulog ng buhay ay laging bagong umaga. Talumpay at kahirapan ay pare-parehas na. Kapag may kasangga kang mga kaibigan. Tatlong dekada na, saan pa pupunta? Dumadaan ng panahon, tayo'y tumatanda. Saan ba matatapos ang dahan na ito? Ang punong tulong ng lahat ay masaya tayo. Tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada pa. Tatlong dekada, tatlong dekada, yeah. Tatlong dekada, tatlong dekada, tatlong dekada, tatlong dekada, hi-hi-hi. Tatlong dekada, tatlong dekada, tatlong dekada na, saan pa pupunta? Dumadaan ng panahon, tayo'y tumatanda. Saan pa matatapos ang lahat na ito? Ang punot dulog ng lahat ay masaya tayo. Tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada pa. Tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada na, tatlong dekada na. Iyakalay na abot ang tatlong dekada ang samahan ni Rani Kuwetim.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
It's now time for our Balitang Pinoy. At ito ka po, ang katulad ng binanggit ko kanina, ang ating titis balitang Pinoy, pangungunahan po ng mga pagbabalita mula po sa ating bansang Pilipinas, lalong-lalo na po sa nalalapit na eleksyon. The Philippines votes Monday in a ballot that will decide half the Senate seat, thousands of local posts, and quite possibly the political future of impeached Vice President Sara Duterte. More than 160,000 national police have been deployed to secure polling stations, escort election officials, and guard checkpoints in a country where hotly contested provincial postings are known to erupt in violence. But it is the Vice President's feud with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. that has dominated national politics heading into the midterm election. The rift between the two former allies came to a head in the wake of the Vice President's February impeachment and her father Rodrigo Duterte's subsequent arrest and transfer to the International Criminal Court to face charges over his deadly drug war while he was president.
the 12 senators elected on Monday and the 12 others already in office will serve as jurors in an impeachment trial tentatively set for July that could see her permanently barred from public office. Seven currently polling in the top 12 have been endorsed by Marcos, while four, including the president's independent-minded sister, Amy Marcos, are publicly aligned with Duterte. Among the front runners are TV host, a comedian, and a former Duterte lieutenant who has publicly said he could be next on the ICC's warrant lists. Former boxing champion Manny Pacquiao sits just outside the so-called Magic 12. The threat that the third is facing an existential one, according to President and CEO of WR Numerous Research, Cleve Argelis, told AFP, seeing the vice president removed from the 2028 presidential equation is in the interest of more than just Marcos, who is constitutionally limited to one term, according to Argelis. The Duterte's woes, however, have done little to boost Marcos's popularity. According to survey released last month, it showed a dramatic dip in his approval rating from nearly 50% to 25% in barely 3 months. Marcos, however, has no signature achievement he can point to. According to the assistant chair of the University of the Philippines Political Science Department, Jean Franco, a bid to make the country's clashes with Beijing in the disputed South China Sea central to the campaign has also largely fizzled with voters. While surveys show Filipinos are broadly anti-China on the issue, it rates far behind bread and butter topics like inflation and jobs. Ayan po yung sinabi ko nga kanina, medyo importante po talaga yung magaganap na election this time, kasi nga ano po ba ang mangyayari diyan kung hindi po tayong magiging wise, 'di ba, sa pagboto this time. Eh mahirapan po na naman yung bansa natin, 'di ba? Yung top 12 po na sinasabi nila na sa senatorial elections, sinasabi po ngayon ay sina Bongo, Erwin Tulfo, Tito Soto, Bato de la Rosa, si Ben Tulfo, tapos si Pia Cayetano, si Bong Revilla Jr., si Abby Binay, Lito Lapid, si Ping Lacson, Camille Villar, Bam Aquino, Willie Revillame, Manny Pacquiao, of course, is just, you know, behind the 12 nga na sinasabi. Kasi meron sinasabi po nga na Magic 12. Eh, kasi nga hanggang 12 lang po talaga yung kukuhanin talaga dito, no? At magiging kasapi nga po sa magiging susunod na mga you know, mga magiging senador natin, and hoping sabi nila na maging tama po talaga ang mga tao sa pagboto. Kasi naman, alam, yung iba dyan, nasubukan na po talaga natin, di ba? Wala naman po talagang naiambag. So, importante po, huwag natin sayangin yung chance. This is the high time na meron tayong maging say. Di ba? Kasi, yung mga naging dati ng mga senador, di ba? Kailangan, i-assist natin ano ba talaga yung na-contribute, kung ano ba yung maganda talaga nilang nagawa for our country. So, kung wala naman, sana next na lang. Diba? Ganun lang po talaga yan. Kailangan may alam na po tayo na mga contingency, dahil it's not going to be easy. Marami pong kailangan ayusin sa bansa natin. At kailangan natin po yung mga talagang may kinalaman, mayroong malasakit po talaga. Yun po yung importante.
yung talagang iniisip yung sa ibang tao muna bago sarili nila. And yun na lang po yung gusto kong sabihin siya. Sa pangalawa pong pag-ulat, pinaalalahanan kahapon ng Commission on Elections sa mga kandidato para po sa 12 May midterm elections na mayroon na lamang silang hanggang ngayong araw na ito, Sabado, para mangampanya para sa nalalapit na halalan nga po sa Lunes. Ayon kay COMELEC Chairperson George Irwin Garcia, mahigpit nang ipinagbabawal ng batas ang pangampanya simula sa bisperas ng halalan bukas, Linggo, hanggang sa mismong araw ng halalan. Pinapayuhan po ang lahat ng mga kandidato na may pagkakalalaking talagang monstrous na tarpaulin sa mga highway, maganda ay pakitanggal na yan daw nga lahat. Hindi daw kasi mapipigilan ng kahit na sino magkakalaban na mag-file ng mga kaso laban sa kanilang opponents, di ba? Sapagkat kung presensya ng mga tarpaulin, ng mga campaign materials na nasa mga kalsada ay simbolo pa rin nga daw nga naman ito ng pangangampanya. Kaya dapat nga ay ipatanggal. Dagdag nga po ni Garcia, iiral na rin mula sa Linggo ang liquor ban. Ang sino man daw pong lalabag sa liquor ban ay maaaring maharap sa parusang pagkakakulong ng hanggang 6 na taon. Kaya huwag muna daw pong magiinom ng alak sa panahon na ito. Pagpaliban na lang kung kayo'y nanalo o kaya ka natalo o kung hindi man ay sa bahay na lang at hindi talaga kayang, kung talagang hindi kayang pigilan. Kasi bawal na pa, bawal daw talaga at nagsaya ka nga tapos makukulong ka naman ng 6 na taon, di ba? Oo nga naman. Mag-isip-isip naman po. Exempted naman sa liquor ban ang mga hotel, resorts, restaurants at iba pang establishmento na accredited ng Department of Tourism bilang mga tourist-oriented places. Ngunit kinakailangan sila ay mayroong unang written na authority. Iyon mismo. Kailangan pong sumunod sa batas. Yun naman po sa atin eh. Kasi, di ba, minsan ang titigas ng ulo at yun nga, parang feeling nila meron silang laging privilege. They're always above the law. Yun po yung nakakainis talaga sa atin eh. Kaya sana, huwag pong ganoon. Kailangan po, regardless kung ano pang posisyon mo dito nga po, kahit mga prime minister, hinuhuli ng police kung kailangan. Kung mga, kahit member of parliament na bibigyan ng ticket. Lalo na pag nag-drunk driving, di ba? So, wala po dapat above the law. Yun lang. At sa ating pong business news, private sector economists have slashed their gross domestic product growth forecast for the Philippines as low as 5%, citing the drag from shrinking exports and the broader impact of a global trade slowdown. Singapore-based UOB has substantially shaved its full-year growth projection for the local economy from 6% to 5%. This came after the first quarter of the year grew only by 5.4%, slightly higher than the 5.3% recorded in the last quarter of 2024. It was also far slower than the 5.9% in the same period of last year. And also UOB's forecast would notably mark the weakest pace of Philippine economic growth in 14 years or since 2011 during Benigno Aquino III's second year in office. That year's growth was blamed on the government's underspending on infrastructure and a continued drop in fishing alongside global drag. Meanwhile, the government put blame on the escalating global trade tensions for the first quarter growth rate that disappointed the market expectations. And the US dollar against the peso is currently at 55 pesos 37 centavos and the New Zealand currency is at 32 pesos and 63 centavos. At yan po ating mga pag-uulat. May konti muna po tayong paalala para po ibigay ko naman po sa inyo ang susunod nating mga pagbabalita sa ating pong mga artista. So,
for hassle-free travels, there's one name you can count on. Planet Earth Travel. With over 27 years experience in giving an award-winning personalized service, Planet Earth Travel is always ready to help you with all your travel needs. For instant quote and availability, just visit their website at www.planettravel.co.nz or call them at 0800 1111 31 or 09-377-1933 during office hours. Visit and like their Facebook page, Planet Earth Travel.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
It's now time for our Pinoy Showbiz. And of course, ang ating Pinoy Showbiz, isa lang pong item na bibigay ko kasi nga gusto ko nga sabi ko sa inyong i-share yung aking interview with the one and only the Comedian of the Year awardee from the Montreal First Just for Laughs, JFL, Just for Laughs, na ginanap po sa Montreal nga na awards. Kaya siya po ang nahirang na Comedian of the Year. Kaya ito muna pong isa lang sa aking showbiz chika na ibibigay sa inyo before that interview. Ito po ay isang liham. Diba? Kasi matagal na po tayong hindi nakakatanggap ng mga sulat kamay na mga sulat. Yung mga talagang traditional na letter na pinaghihirapan natin na talagang ginagamit natin kamay natin. Hindi naman sa pagtatype pero talagang ballpen, papel, ganyan. Pero yung anak nga po daw ni senatorial candidate na si Francis Kiko Pangilinan na si Frankie, may love letter sa pag-asang makakalap ng suporta para sa kampanya ng kanyang ama. Ito yung nabanggit ni Sharon Cuneta na isang sulat para sa mga mayor ng lungsod ng buong bansa. Pinakilala ni Frankie o ni Kaki ang kanyang sarili bilang pangalawang anak ni Kiko Pangilinan at Sharon Cuneta at isang pribadong mamamayan na naghahanda para sa kanyang pagtatapos sa koleyo. At sabi nga ng liham niya, as I compose this message, I'm sitting cross-legged amidst a sea of colorful post-its and index cards and stray sheets of paper. All front and back and end-to-end link inked in service of my thesis. All this to say I have a real passion for the handwritten in this age of digital impermanence, which is why this letter means very much to me. I hope it reaches you with warmth, sabi niya. With it, I send my sincere, humble optimism that you might consider supporting my dad in the upcoming election. Pinanggit nga po doon ni Kaki na sa loob ng maraming taon, tiniis ng kanyang ama ang mga pagmumura at ang mga maling akusasyon ng kanyang karakter na nakakadurog ng puso dahil hindi nga daw ito totoo. At binigyan din niya na si Kiko Pangilinan na isang hamak na tao, isang simpleng tao na nag-iingat ng ilang dekada ng t-shirt at nakikinig sa disco music at nagdarasal sa pamamagitan ng liwanag ng kandila. Pagkatapos ay sinabi ni Kaki na wala silang political machinery o isang bilyon na budget upang itulak ang laban ng kanyang ama sa pagka-senador. Sinabi ni Kaki na isang Gen Z na kung magpa siya ang mga alkalde na suportahan ng kanyang ama, bibigyan nila siya ng walang katapusan at taus-pusong pasalamat. Nabasa kaya nga daw to ng mga mayor na pinadalahan nila. Actually, kahit si Ate Shawi ay grabe ang ginawang tulong sa Mister at sa Lunes, ay magkakaalaman na. Anyway, bongga rin si Kaki dahil handwritten talaga daw po yung ginawa niya. O sino ba naman ang gagawa niyan para sa kanilang ama? Diba anak lang talaga? The same way, I'm sure may reasons po sila why they are doing that. Of course, campaigning for their dad and even Miss Sharon Cuneta, she would, you know, have millions and millions of fans and she probably would like to influence din yung mga tao to vote for her husband. But yun pa rin po yung sinasabi ko, kung sa paglagay niyo po, meron talaga nagawang maganda at alam niyo pong may magagawang maganda talagang isang tao para sa bansa natin, bakit hindi, di ba? yun po yung ultimate talaga naman na kailangan natin sa ating bansa, yung magkaroon po ng mga tao na makakatulong. Kasi nga, bihira-bihira po yung nare-receive na magandang mga tulong ng ating mga kababayan. Lalong-lalo na nga po yung mga naghihirap. And in different perspective nga po, kahit kunwari tayo, ako like, hindi naman po ako boboto kasi nandito tayo. So, ang sa akin po, yung iniisip ko rin po yung mga ibang kababayan natin who only wants the best din, na ang magagawa lang po talaga natin ay mag-pray. So let's please do that all together. Gawin po natin ang lahat ng makakaya natin para po gumanda po at umayos po talaga yung mga namumuno po sa bansa natin. And I'll just play siguro po ano mas maganda. Bigyan ko muna po kayo ng konting patalastas. Tapos pagbalik po natin, yung promise ko to play yung interview with Joe Coy. I'll play it. So, eto po. Konti muna po palala. And I'll be back with that interview.
Clinic Pinoy ito. Cinco, until alas dos ito, every Sabado, ibang Tinig Pinoy.
May balitang Pinoy,
showbiz chika, at music biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
Chantex, balik ba yung box for warners?
Padala ng balikbayan box? Kakaba-kaba-kaba sa iyong box na padala? Mag-Transfix ka na! Sigurado at maasahan, may monthly shipment pa sila.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure para hindi ka na kakaba-kaba sa box na padala.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Mag-Transfix ka na!
And before anything else, yes, gusto ko lang pong paalala sa inyo, bukod sa Transfix, meron pong mga specials ang ating pong Tita Edith sa Planet Earth Travel. All you need to do is visit their Facebook page, that's Planet Earth Travel. Imagine nyo, may mga 1195 pa-uwi sa atin. And may mga travel dates po yan, syempre, no? Pero it's good to always check with them. 3771933 o kaya naman po ay like I said ay bumisita sa kanilang Facebook page, that's Planet Earth Travel. Yun lang pong isa-search nyo. And the same way, yung pong ating Transfix Limited, Transfix sa sagat, yung mga schedule nila para sa mga ano nila, aalis nila na shipment. Lalong-lalo na po kung kayo nagbabalak na magpadala ngayong Mayo, cut-off date po ng mga taga-Auckland is 17th at yung mga ex-Auckland or outside Auckland is kahapon na po. Dahil po, ina-expect po nilang aalis ito ng mga 23rd of May at darating po mga bandang 18th of July. So, tawag lang po kayo doon sa tingin sa Transfix, that's 027. Oh, wait, sorry. 021-555-997 o kaya po yung kanilang telepono ng landline 274-7595. Pwede rin po mag-email sa info@transfix.co.nz. And ano pa po yung sinabi ko sa inyo kanina? Siyempre, promise is a promise. So, hindi ko pwedeng hindi gawin, di ba? Kapag sinabi kong kung gagawin, gagawin. Kaya naman po, ngayon, ipi-play ko na nga yung aking said interview with the one and only Joe Coy, Joseph Glenn Herbert in real life. At siya po yung pupunta rito sa atin sa Auckland for another comedy show on the 4th of June at the Spark Arena. So kung wala pa kayong ticket, bili na po kayo. Eto na po siya. Play ko po. This is a very raw interview, so maririnig niyo mga ubo, sigaw. Pakinggan po natin si Jokoy. Ay, ayaw ni Jokoy mag-start ah. Dali po ah. Sabihin ko, Jokoy, come in. Jokoy. Jokoy. Ay, talaga. Ulitin natin. Medyo tinatry ko po. Balikan. Ayan. I probably would play one song first. And I'll see what's happening sa ating pong... Pakinggan niyo muna po itong isang awitin. Then I will give you that interview. So nasa iba, sorted the problem. Ito po, para po sa inyo lahat, ito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy ang Planet FM 104.6.
Ako'y natutong umawit, naging makulay ang aking munting daigdig. Tila ilupala ang paghimig, kung malaking damdami pag-ibig. Kung umapaw ang kaluluwa tinig, ay sadyang nanginginig. Magmula nung ako'y natutong sandali aking pilit mabatid. Ang himig na may tuturing atin, mapupuri pagkat pupadangi. Di marami ang di magsasabing eto na.
That was Mr. Haji Alejandro with Kay Ganda ng Ating Musika. Right now, ito na po. Hopefully, mag-work na tong aking iPad. And let's see.
ang ating pong-in.
Hi.
There.
How are you doing?
So,
good.
Tatry natin po itong interview ko with Chokay now. So, hello, Chokay. Yan ang sabi ko.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Morning. Oh, is it evening already?
No. It's like mid-afternoon.
Okay. Here, it's 9:30 soon. So, it's about 9:29. How are you, Chokay?
I'm good. Thank you.
So, do you still speak Tagalog?
Konti lang.
Konti lang. So, would you like to greet our listeners? I am actually doing a program called Tinig Pinoy.
Tinig Pinoy
is broadcasting in Planet FM here in New Zealand, 104.6.
I love it.
It's a community-based station. So, one of the, you know, lucky ones to be able to serve our community here. I'm a volunteer for the radio.
That's beautiful.
So, just wondering, Chokay. Oh, what happened here? Hang on. Yeah. So, I realized you were born in Japan. Is that
Misawa.
Right? Misawa. So, do you speak Japanese?
No, I was only there for a year.
Okay.
Yeah, just a year. Military kid. Then we moved to St. Louis, and then we went to after St. Louis, Illinois, we moved to the Philippines, and then we lived in the Philippines for 5 years, roughly, and then I moved to Seattle. So I was all over the world.
You were so lucky because you get to see Misawa. I haven't been there.
I barely had my eyes. I was only a year old.
You haven't been back?
Yeah, I've been back. Yeah, I was there for 18 hours. I did one show. It was for the military. I did USO tour.
Good. And how would you rate your Tagalog?
I'd give it about 35% being able to speak or at least communicate. And then I'd give myself about 80%, 85% understand everything. Probably even 90%. I can literally understand everything you're saying.
Ilonggo.
No, Tagalog.
So your mom is from Bacolod, is that right?
No, that's my sister. My sister's from Bacolod.
Okay. Yeah.
My mom's Quezon City.
Quezon City. Okay, that's why basically she speaks only one language dialect, which is Tagalog. Mm-hmm. And your favorite...
My sister speaks too.
Called Ilonggo and Tagalog.
I don't think she speaks Ilonggo. Gemma!
Yes.
What do you speak?
Bisaya.
Bisaya and Tagalog.
Bisaya, okay.
Bisaya, Ilocano, and Tagalog.
Oh, there you go. And Ilocano.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your favorite dish, Filipino dish?
My favorite dish used to be sinigang.
Mm-hmm.
It's still good, but it's just I have to eat it with shrimp now, so I can't have the original. So now, because I don't eat meat, it's my sister's mongo. Whenever she decides to make it for me, because she knows how to make it for me.
Do you cook any Filipino food?
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm a beast.
I know that you cook adobo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but my version, the way I make it is cool.
With the chicken wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best, I think. And any favorite Filipino artists?
Filipino artist? I'm listening to Moral Beats right now. And there's a young rapper female rapper, her name's Fatia, really good. You know what I mean? That's about it. You know, I'm friends with Martin, you know, so that's always fun to see him. Still out there and killing it, you know?
Inivera. Is it Martin Inivera?
Yeah.
Okay. He's been here. And I was his personal driver when he was here.
Nice.
What's your fondest memories of the Philippines, Chokay?
I think running the streets with my cousins, you know what I mean, with flip-flops, it's some of my best memories, being able to be free and, you know, a lot you could do with pesos back then, you know what I mean? If you had 5 pesos, you could spend the whole day, you know, getting things. You could get food, you could get Sarsi in a bag, you can get all kind of chippy, you can do all that. And it was fun being a kid back then. So my favorite kid memories are definitely the Philippines.
Wow, yeah. I remembered the taste of Sarsi just now when you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us just a little reflection on when you started your career as a comedian, a stand-up comedian?
Started in 1989, right out of high school. I started joining competitions and open mics, and it was just my passion, you know. I went to college for maybe 6 months, and I just knew that stand-up comedy is what I was born to do. So that's when I started, 18 years old.
18 years old. And what would you say was the toughest times?
Oh.
During that, you know, when you were just starting.
Every single year was a tough time. All the way up until now, you know what I mean? It's... Life isn't good unless you got tough times. It's what makes you good, right? So, you know, now we have, you know, a very huge goal that I'm trying to accomplish here with another comedian friend of mine, and at SoFi Stadium, and that's where they play football, you know. So that's a huge goal of ours right now. And right now we're about 75% sold out, and it's not even until next year.
Yeah, actually, we're so proud of you because we've been reading a lot about your achievements. And, you know, like the first Filipino who was able to fill out stadiums and, you know, sports centers. Wow, that's amazing. How do you feel about that?
Amazing. It's, you know, it's one thing I love is being able to be Filipino, but also just be a comedian. Like, we're not packing this place out because I have a whole bunch of Filipinos there. I have every ethnicity in that building, and they're all relating to my story, which is a beautiful thing to be able to, you know, talk about my culture and talk about my family and have people go, yeah, we relate to that. And that's funny. And I love that.
Would you mention a few of your great influences?
You know, I'm a stand-up comedy nerd, so, you know, the Eddie Murphy, of course, Richard Pryor, Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence, Jamie Foxx, and then there's, you know, Dennis Wolfberg, Richard Jenny, man, Brian Regan, Dennis Regan, those were my, Louis Anderson, those guys I loved watching, just their ability to tell a story and be able to, like, bring characters to life on stage was always my favorite.
Would you be able to describe to us the Jokoy style of comedy? Like, do you copy any of those people who you admire?
Storytelling is you know, with stand-up, there's just different types of genres. It's just like music. There's country, there's rap, there's rock. Same thing with stand-up. There's storytelling, there's prop comics, there's political comics, there's, you know what I mean? There's all different kinds of styles, and I love to be able to tell my story. I've always enjoyed telling stories.
Would you recall the meanest comment or feedback that you've ever received from an audience?
No, don't even pay attention to it.
All right, and what is?
But I'll tell you the best compliments. Those are always more fun to. You know, if you spend time worrying about all your negative comments, then you're never going to go anywhere. But the best thing to do is look at your best comments. And, you know, one of my favorite comments is Jamie Foxx, you know, calling me on the phone and talking to me about my special and him reposting it on his Instagram page, you know, and that's one of my idols. And here he is telling me how much he loved my special. And to me, that's when you know you're doing your best work.
Yeah, and...
And Martin Lawrence. What am I talking about? Martin Lawrence, when, you know, I get to talk to him on the phone all the time now. And, you know, him telling me how much he loved, you know, how much he loves my specials. And I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, I went to see you live, man. Like, I went to, you know what I mean? I paid for seats to go watch you perform. So it's crazy how your idols become your friends.
And your mom still laughs at your jokes? Does she still laugh?
Yeah.
And your son too?
100%, yeah.
So what do you think? Do you want your son to be a stand-up comedian too?
I would love it. He's the funniest one on the road with me. So, you know, I want him to decide what he wants to do with his life, you know? Let him enjoy his life, and whatever it is that he ends up doing, I'm going to be, of course, the number one supporter. But man, what a beautiful thing to be able to open for my son. That would be great. Like, I would retire right now if I got to open for my son. And he's traveling the world. And
I know. You would travel with him, and you'll be his manager.
Open up for him, like opening it like in arenas, and it's my son and his dad. Yeah, that's awesome. That's amazing.
Would you have a favorite moment in your comedy life or your comedy career?
Being able to sell out the Forum 6 times, and then they have my poster in the VIP room, you know, like... That's pretty cool to be able to be the first comic to ever sell out the Los Angeles Forum 6 times is one of my biggest highlights. And then I'd have to say T-Mobile Arena, selling that out, because that's where I started my stand-up. So I started from a coffee house and I ended up at the big arena there. And I'm not doing a hotel casino, you know what I mean? I'm doing an actual arena in Las Vegas. So they got my big poster in there as well. So those are like... big accomplishments for me.
So, what are you doing comedy? What's a typical Jokoy day for you?
Sleeping. Well, a lot of sleep. And I'm not even exaggerating. I travel so much that I just don't have time to sleep. And I can't catch up on my sleep. And I'm exhausted. And one thing I love about being at home is just being able to lay down and just slowly get up. And I really enjoy that. And being with family.
Of course, everybody, you know, knows that you're coming here to New Zealand. So can you tell us more about the 2025 tour?
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be so good. We're getting ready to shoot another special for Netflix. So this is all new stuff. This is nothing you've seen on Netflix before. So there's a whole new hour, and I can't wait to get back.
This is your third time in New Zealand, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is my third time.
I've seen your first show here, but I missed the second one because we were away. So I really hope to see the third one. And of course, everybody is so happy that you're going to be back here, especially my son. He has a question, actually. Can I ask you this?
Sure.
My son Sid, how did you become so funny?
I think my mom and my dad, the combination of those two, are the reason why I'm funny. And I think the other thing is I just knew I was funny at a very young age. When I was like, I think I'd have to say 7 or 8, I knew I wanted to be a stand-up comic at that moment. I knew I was born to get on stage and tell jokes.
So can you describe for me the Filipino audience?
I'm sorry?
Can you describe to me the Filipino audience?
I don't understand. Great. It's fun to be able to, you know, just... I don't know how to answer that. How do I describe a Filipino audience? Audiences, they're all fun no matter who's in there. It's Filipinos are beautiful. It's like we're funny people. We love to laugh culturally. That's our favorite thing to do is entertain. And, you know, my whole childhood, me and my sisters, that's all we did was become entertainers indirectly. And so, yeah, that's just us. Culturally, we're just fun people.
So, Jokoy, I want you to have a chance to invite the people here in New Zealand, especially our community, to watch your show. Would you do that now, please?
When will I be there?
You'll be here on the 4th of June, just 2 days after
your
birthday.
I'll see you there, June 4th. I can't wait. I love you guys. I love New Zealand.
Thank you so much for your time, Joe. I know you're pretty busy, and it was such a pleasure meeting one of my idols. I never thought I'd live the day to see you like
I
this.
I love you. Tell your son I said hi.
His name is Kyle.
All right. I love you, Kyle.
And we are all fans, so thank you so much for your time.
All right. I love you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you soon.
Yes. See you soon.
And of course, that was our interview with Jokoy. Diba? Exciting. Spark Arena. And we'll see that happening on, sabi nga ni Jokoy, 4th of June here at the Spark Arena. Kung wala pa po kayong mga tickets, all you need to do is go to Ticketmaster and you can grab maybe. Maybe, kasi last time I saw, medyo kaunti na po ang mga available na mga tickets. So, para po sa mga gusto po mapanood ng third time in New Zealand, and promise po niya, it's all new, brand new comedy this time. Kaya po, please, grab your tickets now. And this song I'd like to play for all of you is Lagi Man Lang Akong Dinidead Ma, para po sa inyong lahat dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6.
Matagal ko nang gustong malaman mo. Matagal ko nang itinatago-tago. Nahihiya magsalita at tumuro ng aking dila. Pwede bang bukas na ipagpaliban muna natin to? Dahil umukuha lang ng tiyempo upang sabihin mahal kita, pero di mo lang alam. Mahal kita, pero di mo lang ramdam. Mahal kita, kahit di mo na ako dinidignan. Mahal kita, kahit di mo lang alam. Oh, oh. Matagal ko nang gustong sabihin to. Matagal ko nang gustong aminin sa'yo. Sandali, eto na, at sasabihin ko na nga. Ngayon na, mamaya, o baka pwedeng bukas na. Dahil umukuha lang ng buwelo upang sabihin sa'yo mahal kita.
mahal kita pero hindi mo lang alam. Hindi mo alam kasi hindi mo naman ako tumitignan. Ayaw mo naman itanong sa akin kasi baka nga naman hindi naman ikaw. At hindi ko rin naman sa'yo sasabihin kasi ayoko pa sa ngayon naman ligaw. Mahal kita pero hindi nga lang halata. Hindi halata kasi wala nga naman akong ginagawa. Hindi ako kumikibo, hindi ako nagsasalita, wala. Pero hindi ako torpe. Hindi ko lang talaga masabi sa'yo ng harapan. Mahal kita pero dehins mo pa rin ramdam. Hindi mo ako titignan. Hindi rin kita titignan. Lagi mo lang akong pakikiramdaman, lagi rin kitang pakikiramdaman. At araw-araw tayong magdededmahan hanggang sa tayo ay magkabistuhan. Pero ngayong malapit ang matapos ang kanta ko, nais kong magkaalamanan na. Nais kong ako na rin ang magsabi sa'yo ng harapan kasi alam kong doon din naman ang tuloy niyan at dalawa din lang naman ang posibleng sagot dyan. Oo o hindi. Kaya't eto na, sasabihin ko na para matapos na at hindi na magkatsismisan pa. Sasabihin ko na para wala nang problema at para hindi na rin kayong lahat nabibitin pa.
Mahal kita, pero di mo lang alam. Mahal kita, pero di mo lang ramdam. Mahal kita, kahit di mo na ako tinitignan. Mahal kita, kahit lagi mo na lang akong dinidid.
I'd like to greet belated happy birthday po sa mga sumusunod to Bruce Logan, to Rari Lu, to Daddy Paredes. Hello po. Hello Mars, Mars Paredes. How are you? And to my classmate Nancy Pineda, belated. To Renz Reyes, belated. To Brian Latte, belated. To Lizette Ivy Medina, belated. To Sir Ralph Posadas, belated. To my classmate Luisa Lim Opada, belated. On Monday, I'd like to greet my dearest friend Eric Elago, advance happy birthday. To my companion Wensi Marinas, to Tita Claudette Stan, advance happy birthday. To Melaine Bautista, to Emily Sake, to Alicia Garcia, my cousin, to Rudy Bong Clavel Jr., to Claudia De Marquez, happy birthdays. And to Anna Ramirez, happy birthday. To Nonet, my classmate Nonet Garcia, to Gracida Kiocho, advance. At sa mga iba pa ho, meron pa akong chance. So today I'd like to greet happy birthday to my dearest apo na to, yun ako si Maui. Maui, happy birthday. May you have more wonderful and beautiful blessings to come, my dear. And just do what you enjoy doing and make the most of your birthday today. Happy birthday rin po sa lahat na nagsa-celebrate ng kanilang kaarawan. And God bless you all.
Sabado, ibang tinig Pinoy.
And yes, barely have 5 minutes to go. So tomorrow po, magkita tayo doon sa St. Benedict's at 1 St. Benedict Street in Eden Terrace para po sa ating Misang Tagalog Filipino Mass is going to happen. And Father Gilbert will be our presider for that Mass. At sana po ay makasama ko na naman kayo next Saturday dito po sa atin sa Tinig Pinoy. And like I said, sana po sabay-sabay tayong manalangin. Panalangin po natin ng kapayapaan po ng eleksyon sa ating bansa sa Lunes. And we would like to say once again congratulations to Pope Leo XIV. And thank you very much po sa lahat po ng inyong pakikinig dito sa Tinig Pinoy. Same dial, same time dito po sa Planet FM ang Tinig Pinoy next Saturday. Ako po si Cookie saying goodbye. Thank you. God bless you all. I'm signing out and this is my last song for all of you, dedicated for our new elected Pope. This is the Jubilee song, official Philippine version po ng Jubilee 2025 song na Pilgrims of Hope. This is called Ningas ng Pag-asa. For all of you po, I'm signing out as I said, paalam.
Hagdan mo ang ingas ng pag-asa at ang awit na may pakinggan na tunay.